Welcome to Fed Scoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Fed Scoop Radio. This is David Stegen, the reporter for Fed Scoop. My guest today is Hudson Hollister, the executive director of the Data Transparency Coalition. Hudson, I have to imagine today, with the White House's release of its open data policy, has got to be a pretty exciting day for you.
Yes, it sure is. Our coalition has been working for a long time on trying to encourage the government to publish and to standardize its public data. And so to have the White House embrace those principles for existing data sets and new data sets is really, really exciting.
For those who haven't gotten a chance to read the executive order and the memo from OMB that accompanied it, can you maybe just give a brief overview of what is that exactly is in the White House open data policy?
Sure. Well, what some of our greatest hits in this policy include an official definition of open data. The administration is articulating what it means for the federal government's public information to be made open. There are seven key characteristics the policy gives, and that definition is going to allow us to move forward by being able to evaluate officially whether government information is open or not. The policy also requires the government to move toward openness, both for new data sets and new data systems and for existing ones.
If I'm a everyday citizen, I live in the country, how could this affect me, or how would this affect the way maybe I interact with the government?
Well, for starters, the open data policy, both because of what it does for existing data sets and the groundwork it lays for new ones, will result in more information being published and made searchable. So citizens will be able to have access to more information and more granular information for anything that's already public. Anything from records of leases for energy production facilities to the rules and laws themselves to regulatory filings, anything at all that's public. Beyond that, the policy also requires the government to move toward better data standards, better structure for the information that's published. If the government adopts data standards, that means it'll be easier for entrepreneurs and tech companies to create new software that uses that information to bring services and actionable intelligence to citizens. So there will be expanded opportunities for citizens on the web and through mobile apps to interact with government.
How about from a business perspective? I know Todd Park and Steve Van Roekel have talked a lot about the past, you know, the weather data being opened up and the industries that were created off that, or with GPS and stuff like that. Is there an economic benefit to the government opening up its data as well?
Absolutely. There's a powerful economic benefit. If weather data launched new businesses, imagine what could happen if government spending data or government financial regulatory data were opened up in the same way. Unfortunately, those two categories do not measure up to the administration's definition, and we're hoping that the open data policy is fully implemented and data sets in those categories, especially spending and financial regulation, are made fully open. The opportunities for businesses that use those types of government data will be extensive if that happens.
What was there anything in the policy that surprised you, either on the good side or the bad side?
I think the inclusion of a full definition of open data was a surprise, and it's a very good surprise. An official statement of this is what we want the government's public data to be, these are the characteristics that it should have, will be really helpful. And it took some courage, I think, to put that out, because it certainly allows activists and advocates like our group to point to data sets that are not fully open and should be.
What do you think is the biggest takeaway from the policy that was released?
I think the biggest takeaway is that it is official Obama administration policy for government data to be made open, and now we've all got to get to work on it. Some of the work that has to be done relates to those specific areas like federal spending and financial regulation, and our coalition is going to do its part by pursuing the legislation to open up those areas.
Okay. Great. Well, Hudson, I want to thank you so much for taking a couple minutes and sharing your thoughts on the open data policy with us.
Great. Thanks so much, David.
Great. For FedScoop Radio, this is David Stegen. I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll be back with a new podcast on Monday.